Okay, I want you to think about the best leader you've ever worked with. Picture them in your mind. Got them? Now, I want you to tell me, what was their title? Their exact title on their business card. Exactly. You didn't remember the title. You remembered how they made you feel. Hey, hey, my people leaders, my hype you up humans, my I lead a team, and sometimes I wonder if anybody ever notices crew. Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It, the show where we use humor and play to help you lead better, live better, and today lead by lifting the people around you. I'm your host, Erin Deal, and before we get into it, I have a quick favor that truly helps this show grow, okay? So if you've ever heard one of those moments mid-episode where you've paused and went, oh, I needed that. Please go and leave us a review on iTunes. Those reviews help us reach more leaders, book more incredible guests, and keep this playdate going. And I literally read every single one. So truly thank you to everyone who's ever left a review. Now, before we dive into today's topic, I want to tell you about something that pairs perfectly with this episode. It is our quiz called What's Your Leadership Style and Your Next Business Move? Because here's the thing, you can't lift others if you don't understand how you lead. Now, this quiz helps you find out how your leadership style drives motivation, and you'll walk away with three specific ideas you can start building into your business right away. The link is in the show notes. Go take it. I'll wait. Just kidding. I won't. But we got a show to do, y'all. Let's do it. Let's play. So, we're starting with a game today because, hello, have we met? I'm Erin Deal. And I want you to say this out loud, all right? You ready? My team knows exactly how much I value them. My team knows exactly how much I value them. Pause. Now, I want you to say it again, but I want you to say it like this time your team is standing right in front of you. My team knows how much I value them. My team knows how much I value them. How did that land? Did it feel rock solid? Or did a tiny voice go, do they though? That right there, that's the gap that we're closing today. Because here's what I see happening. And honestly, I've lived this one myself. You got promoted, or you started the business, or you raised your hand and said, I'll lead that. And then you got busy. So busy proving you deserved the role, so busy managing up, so busy putting out fires that you forgot the one thing that actually matters and makes leadership work. Drumroll, the people. You're leading from your title, from your to-do list, you're leading from your calendar, but not from connection. And I got some data that backs this up in a real way. So 66% of employees say that they would leave their job if they didn't feel appreciated. Let that land. Let that land. Two-thirds of your people are one no one even noticed away from updating their LinkedIns. And here's the kicker. Only about 19% of employees say that they're recognized on a weekly basis. 19%. That means more than 80% of people are showing up doing the work and hearing crickets. So when is recognition happening? Employees who receive meaningful recognition are 5 times more likely to feel valued, 6 times more likely to be invested in their work, and 7 times more likely to stay another year. So this isn't a soft skill, friend. This is the skill. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to the show. So here's the truth I need you to hear. Your title does not make you a leader. Your impact does. An impact isn't built in boardrooms or quarterly reviews. It's built in the tiny moments. The, hey, I noticed that moments. The, hey, I've got your back moments. The, you belong here moments. When you lead by lifting others, something wild starts to happen. They start lifting too. And suddenly you're not the one dragging the team forward. You are rising together. And if you're sitting here thinking, okay, but like, how do I actually do that? Step one is understanding how you lead. And like I said, that's where our quiz, what's your leadership style and your next business move comes in. So I would love for you to grab that in the show notes. Step two, that's what we're about to do right now. Okay, peeps. Take a breath with me. Here we go. In and out. One more time because that feels so good. In and out. We're not just talking about leadership today. We are playing our way into becoming the kind of leader people never forget. So we've got a four-step framework for you. It is called the LIFT method. Because yes, I love an acronym, LIFT. And yes, it's rooted in improv comedy. And yes, you're about to have fun with me. So let's go. So LIFT, LIFT stands for L, look for the good. I, initiate the scene. F, follow their lead. T, tag them in. So you know how we do. We're going to break it down. I'm going to give you each one of these individually, and I want you to apply it to your life as we go. So step one, you're going to look for the good. So in improv, the very first thing you learn is this: find the gift in every offer. So if your scene partner says something weird, that's not a problem. That's a gift. You build on it. And let me tell you, I've had many a time where I've had to play with a weird scene partner, or I've been the weirdo myself. And it really is a gift. It gives you something to go off of. Leadership works the same way. Most managers are trained to look for problems, to scan what's broken, to fix, to correct, and redirect. But the best leaders, they scan for what's working. They notice the person who stayed late to help a teammate. They catch the quiet contributor who always makes the PowerPoint deck better. Then they see the new hire who asked a question everybody else was too afraid to ask. And then, and this is the key, they say something about it. Not in the annual review, okay? Not in the annual review. I said annual, y'all. Okay. A little trip up there. They do it right now, in the moment, out loud. So here's your homework for this step. This week, I want you to catch three people doing something great. And I want you to tell them specifically, not just great job. Try, hey, you know, the way you handled the client call today, the way you stayed calm when things got tense, that was leadership, I noticed. Specificity is the secret sauce, people. Okay, specificity. We talk about this on the improv stage too. The more specific you can get in a scene, the more you can paint the picture of what you're talking about and make the audience go, oh my gosh, I see that. The more along the ride the audience is going to be with you, and it's the exact same in leadership, the more specific you can be, the greater a person feels. So that was L, look for the good. Let's get to step two. Step two is the I, initiate the scene. Now, in improv, somebody has to start a scene. You can't just stand on stage waiting for somebody else to go first. It's the same with lifting others. If you're waiting for your company to roll out a recognition program, if you're waiting for HR to tell you how to appreciate your team, if you're waiting for the right moment, you are literally waiting too long. You start the scene. Send the text. Write the note. say the thing in the meeting that everyone's thinking but no one says. Hey, you know, before we move on, I just want to call out what Sarah did on this project was incredible. Can we take a second to acknowledge that? That literally takes 10 seconds and it changes somebody's entire week. So in improv, we say the brave choice is the right choice. So be brave, go first. That was your I. Initiate the scene. Step 3 is your F in the lift method. And F is follow their lead. So this is a sneaky important one because in improv, the best scenes happen when you follow your scene partner's energy. You don't just bulldoze in your own agenda. You listen, you mirror, you match. Lifting others doesn't mean doing it your way. Let me say that again. Lifting others doesn't mean doing it your way. It means doing it their way. So some people light up from public praise. Other people would rather crawl under the table. Some people feel lifted when you give them a stretch project. Others feel lifted when you take something off their plate. The question isn't, how do I want to be recognized? It's, how does this person feel the most seen? So ask them, literally ask them, when you feel appreciated at work, what does that look like for you? What a good question. When you feel appreciated at work, what does that look like for you? It's a wild concept, right? Asking people what they need instead of guessing. Revolutionary. But that's what great improvisers do. They pay attention. They adjust. They serve the scene, not their ego. All right. So that was step 3. Follow their lead. Step 4 is called tag them in. That's your T and lift. So y'all, this is the power move. In improv, when you tag in, it means you step back so somebody else can step forward. You give up the spotlight on purpose. Or if you're the one tagging, you take the spotlight and move from the back line to the front of the line. And in leadership, y'all, this is everything. Tag someone in to lead the meeting. Tag someone in to present to the client. Tag someone in to make the call you'd normally make yourself. Because when you let somebody else shine, when you create the stage, literally, for them to stand on, you're not losing power. You are multiplying it. Oh my goodness. The leaders people never forget are not the ones who hugged the microphone. They're the ones who handed it to someone who'd never held it before and said, "Your turn. I've got you." And that's legacy leadership. And that's what lifting looks like. So the recap, the L is look for the good. The I is initiate the scene. The F is follow their lead. The T is tag them in. And you don't literally need to overhaul your entire leadership style overnight. You just need to lift one person this week. Start there. So, the playground practice. You know, I love to give you some homework. This is your playground practice for the week. This week, it's called the spotlight swap. So, here's what you're going to do. You're going to set a 10-minute timer. And step 1, you're going to write down the names of 3 people on your team or in your life who you know are doing great work, but maybe haven't heard it lately. And step 2, next to each name, write one specific thing they've done recently that impressed you, helped you, or moved the needle. And here's step 3. Oh, I love this one. Tell them, tell each of them out loud, in writing, in a meeting, however feels right for them. Remember, it's about them. And that is it. 3 people, 3 moments of genuine recognition, 1 week. And if you're sitting there going, I don't even know what my leadership style is or how to make this stick, then start with the quiz. What's your leadership style in your next business move? I'm telling you, it's so good. It takes 3 minutes. It's in the show notes. Get your three ideas and then pair it with this practice. So if this episode hits you, if something inside you said, okay, I've been so busy leading that I forgot to lift, don't ignore that. Go take the What's Your Leadership Style and Your Next Business Move quiz in the show notes, because your title got you in the room. But lifting others, that's what keeps you there. Send this episode to a leader who needs it, or send this episode to somebody who's lifted you, because y'all, we are not doing leadership alone anymore. We are all in the playground together. And don't forget to leave that iTunes review so we can keep bringing you the good stuff. I see you. I am rooting for you. Now go hand someone the mic. I'll see you next time on Workday Playdate with Improve It.